We are sorry to report that the city of Las Vegas is facing the end of an era. A certain performer is packing up and leaving town. No, no, not Wayne Newton. Tomorrow night, Celine Dion ends her 5-year run at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Okay, we can't resist it all. Let's just do a little bit of the Titanic theme. Renee, Vegas is practically suburban Los Angeles, so why don't you pick this up?
Okay, Steve, this tune that we're listening to, and we're going to get rid of it right now, has brought Celine Dion both love and loathing, but the theme of her show at Caesar's Palace has consisted of a single sound, ka-ching. This show has grossed more than $500 million. That's a B for big money, even by Las Vegas standards. David Schwartz is writing a history of Caesar's Palace, and if you didn't know, there is a Center for Gaming Research at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and he's the director, so he's an expert. Joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
It seems jaw-dropping that a Las Vegas show can bring in that kind of money.
Well, you know, the show's becoming a really important part of Las Vegas, and it's funny because the gambling itself is becoming less and less important. If you look at the numbers, back in the early 80s, the casino itself on the Las Vegas Strip, all the casinos, accounted for about 60% of the total revenues, and they made the rest from the hotel and the restaurants and things like that. Today, it's less than 40, and it's going down further and further, so there's really been a reversal. The amount spent on entertainment alone has more than doubled in the past 20 years or so, and it's more than people just paying to see the show. They're also going out and buying merchandise. You can actually get a watch with Barry Manilow on it. You can get lots of Celine memorabilia and things like that at Caesars. It's really a growth industry here, this whole idea of the celebrity superstar as somebody who's the center of big business.
Now, Las Vegas has been a big draw for entertainers right from the beginning. And in fact, we have a little vintage moment at Caesars Palace.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Caesars Palace. All of me.
Big, big name, Frank Sinatra, but really different than today.
Yeah, it is. You know, it used to be that casinos would go out and get people like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, because they would appeal to gamblers. And that was really the sole judge of an entertainer's success in Las Vegas. You know, they brought Elvis in 1956, and he did his 2 weeks of shows, but he didn't bring a lot of gamblers, so he was considered a failure. Now it's looking at the more the total economic impact, and they're using entertainment to bring people who wouldn't usually come in. There's a lot of people out there who are grizzled gamblers who think a trip to Caesar's Palace is like going to the Mecca of gambling. So they're definitely going to come. But there's a lot of people out there in many parts of the country who really don't know anything about Caesar's Palace. And for them, it's the idea of seeing Celine in the showroom with the whole show that's around her. And in other casinos, it's the same thing with other entertainers. The idea of seeing this entertainer that you followed for their entire career, and now you can see them in a totally unique venue.
So as much as we think of these casinos as you know, sort of places where the Rat Pack would hang out, or like to think of it that way, that's some pretty old history, right?
It is, you know, but it's a very compelling image, and it's this idea that the casino is a fun place where you can come and hang out with celebrities, and I think we see that being updated now. Instead of just running into Frank Sinatra shooting craps at the Sands, though, you're going to run into Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan in one of the clubs at Caesars or Mandalay Bay or one of the other casinos. So it's this idea that you're going to still be running into the celebrity, but it's going to be under different circumstances.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
David Schwartz is director of the Center for Gaming Research at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And just as Celine Dion finishes her stint in Vegas, Bette Midler begins hers. The Showgirl Must Go On debuts at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in February. Because you got to have friends. Bum, bum, bum.